This is Due by Friday, a weekly challenge podcast with Merlin Mann, Alex Cox, and Max Temkin. This week's challenge, label something. Hello?
Is this Alex?
Oh, I know what I did.
Gosh,
I
have so many
I know what you did.
Candles?
Oh, Alex, you stupid, stupid whore.
Stupid Alex, stupid. Goo, goo, ooh, ooh. That was me hitting myself.
I bet you can hear me, and I can't.
Of course, I can hear you.
But I know why, and that's. I'm a big dumb.
I bet you
dumb.
Can hear me, and I know why.
The input should be USB.
I may not always love you.
All right, now I should hear you.
Above you.
Come on, yeah, come on, Alex.
I'm here. I am here. I'm on Skype.
Oh, yep, no, I know.
I'm on Skype.
Oh, you
I'll text you.
Stupid bitch. Oh.
I am. God, you're such a whore. I'm on Skype. Did you deuce?
Well, here's the thing.
Hello.
Hey! Challenge.
Hello. Can you?
Hello. I'm on Skype.
I am on Skype.
I am on Skype. Well, here's the thing about not shitting for 7 days. Then you really shit, but a lot of it isn't super solid, so it's kind of like, I don't know what to
do. I can help you with this.
Okay.
It's called catching up. It's called catching up.
Got it.
And if you are a fan of Imodium, and you have times, the Imodium times, it works real good. So it takes all the water out of your bowels, just like a raisin, right? But then it refills because you drink all that piss water. It refills your bowels with water, and then you need to catch up. Now, first you're going to have early squirts. You might have what I call a plug, and a plug is when you drop a deuce. When you drop a deuce, that's like it's old boy calm before the storm. You know, king in the castle. That guy comes out, and then it starts to slurry. Okay,
oh,
and that's when you're going to have some serious moisture in your basement. Max, you know what you really got to watch for when you're shooting all that right into the water?
Splatter.
Oh boy. Yeah,
I just woke up. So I only just now learned about iPads. We're going to need to circle back to that because I imagine you know about iPads.
Well, I both know about iPads and have ordered one.
Fuck. Okay. What's going on? I literally just woke up. I haven't even had my coffee yet. I haven't had my coffee.
I didn't know there were new iPads. I'm very excited.
So what are we looking at here? What are we looking at? Max, tell me what's going on. We're reporting live from the show floor. It's Max Temkin. So reporting on the just recently announced iPad Pro.
Well, basically, Merlin, this is Max reporting live from Chicago. Basically, as I've settled into my...
Thank you, Max. We can hear you great. Please go ahead.
As I've settled into my new routine here in the post-quarantine times, you know, basically, I wake up in a cold panic every morning. I pull out my phone. I go on the news. I go on my various coronavirus subreddits to see any sort of new models, worst case scenarios, new outbreaks, hotspots, if you will. And, I look at the email from the governor's office, the reports on the percentage of ventilators that are being used in the state of Illinois, just to keep myself appraised of any statistics and numbers. I love to just wake up and absorb all that information very quickly.
A lot of people say you're a numbers nut.
I'm a numbers nut. I'm the numbers guy.
Mm. Now, nutting for the numbers.
Yeah. Now, you know, in my travels in the morning, as I'm lying there in a cold sweat with my heart racing in bed, you know, if there's a new iPad that comes out, that may be the kind of information that I come across. You know, Merlin, I've got a lot of information coming my way very quickly. Across a lot of channels.
New tranche. It's a new tranche of information.
It's a splatter of information.
Hands. All right. Well, is this anything I need? Because here's the situation.
100%
by the way, thank
no.
you. That's reporter Max. Okay. Well.
Oh, disagree. Hard
what
disagree.
Does it do? What does it do?
It's
I bought it, and I don't even know what it does. It's got a square camera, and I was like, I got to have this.
Yeah, it looks good. I can see the side of it in a photo here.
Oh boy.
My daughter's iPad of old, because she is a monster. Like all children, she's a monster. And she is indiscreet with how she conducts her lightning activities. So now I got a diving board wobble on the port. So that's problematic. And so I says to her, I says, because I'm a great dad, I said, listen, if there is an iPad and I get it, you can have my old one, as you do. So I need this for my work.
You do. You do.
Because, yeah, also, yeah, I might get a whole tranche of these. So what am I looking at here? So I currently have the 11-inch iPad Pro, and mm-hmm. it's up there with the SE30 for the greatest thing I've ever used, possibly. Don't email me.
But what?
Was that crazy talk that I said that?
No, it made me very happy.
What's the SE30?
I did number three right there a little bit.
Nice pull. So
is that a actual floppy disk that goes in there?
Oh, let's see. What, into the port?
Is that, you know, one of those?
Yeah, it's extreme. It's called a microflop, and it's got it's got 16 teranits of full M4A. Band pass.
Wow, 1989. Damn.
1989. That was.
What did that take? Was that like a modern floppy disk or the like? The
oh,
old
you're asking a real question.
Disk? Yeah.
If memory serves, so I had an SE, which was the two floppies and something something statistics. The SE30, I'm pretty sure had a hard drive, a 10 or 20 meg hard drive, I believe, and it also had a floppy.
But it's the floppy like that I grew up with, like the one that's
like 800 or 1400 or whatever it was. Yeah, exactly.
It's like, what is it? It's like 3 inches or so, 3x3.
Uh-huh.
Not one of those big ones.
Yeah, something like that. No. Okay. That's so funny. I should send you, I have still have so many of my old floppy disks. I will send you some pictures. One says thesis on it. Other one says games. And it was so fun. SE30 was so blindingly fast. I was using that at my big boy job in 1991, and it was amazing. Mm. It was so good. So, okay, so what are the big? Give me the F's and B's. What's the log line on this?
F. It's a new. It's got the Apple logo on the back. It's new. It came out today.
Shit. Okay, I'll go ahead and order it.
And then based on that, I purchased it.
Yeah, I should see if I have any money. I do like 11 inch.
You know what, Merlin? You can't eat the money, buddy. spend it while the spending is good. That's what I've got to say.
I'm just gonna fill my underpants that I am wearing with dollar bills.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to shit myself. I gotta catch up. I'm gonna make a plug and then some splatter.
I would say what you're gonna want right now is new iPads. You're gonna want solar panels to charge the iPads. You're gonna want beans. You're gonna want ammunition. You know what you're not gonna want?
Survival straws.
You're gonna need colloidal silver.
Colloidal silver.
Let me tell you what you're not going to need. Money. It's going to have no use in our new society.
No.
We've declared maple leaves to be the new currency.
It's going to be fucking 9mm ammunition. That's what you want.
Well, we have a question for you on the show floor. Are we going to have cellular coverage in the future? Is that a thing? So what I'm asking is that, you know, it's a $200 difference. If I, is it pointless at this point to buy cellular because we're mostly going to be using those flashlight hand cranks to power everything?
In all seriousness, I have really value like thinking of just the uncertainty of like genuinely not. I don't know how you guys. I mean, we could get more into this, but I genuinely do not know what's going to happen next week. And I was thinking about that this morning when I purchased the iPad, and I was like, do I, and you know, often I just get a Wi-Fi device because I can always make a hotspot or, you know, whatever. But like, mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? I genuinely don't know what's going to happen, and I'm going to, and that it may be that I appreciate having various options for connecting this thing to the internet.
Mm-hmm. I always feel like it's funny, like if you're buying like a iPad mini for a kid, and it's mostly going to be by design constrained in how and where it is used, you know, that's, I'm not sure it's really worth it, but I don't know. There's probably a name for this, like an economic fallacy for this. But I feel like if you're gonna spend what these things cost, you might as well get the thing. Is that that's a Marco kind of attitude, I guess? But
I agree with you. Also, I've been thinking.
I also always get the AppleCare Plus.
I've been thinking. You know, let's say we get into one of these shelter in place orders. You know, I think that's the rumor of what New York's going to do, and you have that right, Merlin?
What? Here?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I should go. no, I'm at home in a closet.
Are you affected by the shelter in place?
Yeah. Again, we could also get into that more. But yeah, we've been basically trying to avoid everybody, everything since Friday. And
well, let's say, you know, in Chicago, right, we have the shelter in place and there's a big spring rainstorm, which is not uncommon. And like a tree branch falls and it knocks out some of the internet to, you know, my little cluster on my block. Right. Normally under on a good week, maybe Comcast is out to fix that in 72 hours.
I've thought about this so much. Please don't take my internet.
And
I've thought about it so much.
And that's if everything is going well and they're fully staffed and et cetera, et cetera. If you have some sort of shelter in place, maybe people are sick, maybe there's already people have been furloughed, maybe people don't feel safe coming into work, whatever, a million different, you know, maybe there's supply chain shortages of things that they need to do the repairs. It could be, I don't know what specific thing it will be, but you can imagine a world where suddenly it is not assured that Comcast is out in 72 hours to connect your internet. And in that scenario, I think you'd be sitting at home going, pretty glad I got that cellular.
Well, suddenly this has become very real. Woof. I don't want that. No, thank you. Hard pass.
I'm sorry. Let's talk about the going back to the poop talk.
No, this is good. So here, hang on. Okay, God, we got a lot of balls in the air right now. Okay, now, I don't want to buy this totally blind because...
I bought a bidet.
Really? Does it have hot water?
I haven't installed it yet.
Oh, does it have the blower?
You know, I'll be honest, I panic bought it and I don't know all of the features.
You know, I thought I knew what was going on last week. I'm out of that game, buddy. Woof. No, thank you.
What did Matt Christman said on the Chapo, the election garage or whatever? He's like, I've given up.
Beltway Garage.
Beltway Garage. He's like, I've given up predicting what's going to happen more than 1 hour out.
Yep.
It's funny.
It's funny.
It's funny. I don't know if my daughter's got a future.
Existential trend is
true. Oh, gosh. Yeah. I hope they've stocked up on, like, I don't know, pliers and coax. Because if that all gets deployed to the comfort ship, the white ship with the Red Cross, if that gets deployed to that, then they're not going to be able to fix your internet. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just panic bought an iPad with a different cell carrier because then we have a T-Mobile, an AT&T, and now a Verizon device in our house because that's a normal thing.
Let them fight it out. Loving that.
And we have Comcast, of course. Oh, my God.
And then you can also make them kiss.
Ooh. Oh, gosh. I'm going to make them kiss so much.
Do people write iPad / fiction? I have to imagine they do. No. / fiction of, like, literally iPads fucking. Like in a Grey's Anatomy style, like very emotional fucking.
Do you really want to know that answer?
The answer is always, you know, Betteridge's law is if the headline ends in a question mark, the answer is no. And I think this is a very old point, phrased different ways, but I think is there upsetting porn of it? Is that's Rule 37, they call that.
Yes. I wouldn't say, oh, you're right, but I wouldn't.
Sorry, erotica. Upsetting erotica.
I wouldn't call it upsetting. I'm
kind of tweaking. Oh, God, you just squicked me out so hard. I wouldn't call it upsetting. All that mouth wants to do is eat something beautiful. Now, here's my question. I'm sorry. We got to let this go because we have a topic from our listeners that I want to bring up. Do I need this dumb case that I never use? Do I need the?
So. Well, there's obviously...
Does it have a mouse now? Is it mousy?
Obviously, there's like the new fancy, the magic keyboard or whatever, but I don't believe
that... Because, you know, it's not obvious. I literally just woke
up. It's not for sale yet.
Oh, good. I don't want it.
The big new feature is that there's some sort of cool new keyboard, and it holds the iPad up like a stand where you can... I hate to say this about an Apple thing, but finally adjust the angle. Finally, they have a little holder that lets you adjust the angle of the screen.
Oh,
and so it
man.
Holds it in a more sort of rigid, like you can tilt it on a little hinge, it looks like, and adjust it to the viewing angle that you need. And then it has a trackpad and a keyboard in the little foot.
Okay, cool. All right, so if I get one of these.
And that is called the Magic Keyboard, but Alex, correct me if I'm wrong, I do not believe it is for sale today, the keyboard, just the iPad is for sale. And I think they did say that there is backwards compatibility with the Magic Keyboard for the iPad Pro.
disco.
Yes, that is correct. And I am now panic returning and canceling an iPad order because I thought it came with the new iPad.
No, I believe it's
like
a separate...
Like in the iPad Erotica, but nope, it's a separate device.
My understanding is it's a separate device and it's not for sale yet. Is that...
That seems to be correct.
Cool.
Oh, well, at least I'll have $1,000 Verizon internet. Jesus Christ. Oh, it's fine.
Wait, so you're dropping it all together? So your interest in this was just for the improvement to the keyboard thing?
No, I've logged my iPad hours versus my Mac hours, and at home, my my Mac use is virtually zero. This is the first time I've used a laptop. This week is the first time I've used a Mac top. Okay, we'll go
lap
with that.
A lap Mac
in a very long time because the beautiful, beautiful iMac Pro is at work. Mm-hmm. It's quarantined and very, very lonely right now. Hmm. But I've really gone all in on my iPad, and I've loved the 11-inch, since I've been spending so much time, you know, space is important. You need space in your life.
Mm-hmm.
That's my theme this year, year of space. So why not get a big one?
Oh, your theme is space. I love that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you. I thought a lot about it.
Mm-hmm.
So who knows? Also, the store is broken now.
Because you can interpret that so many different ways.
Exactly.
What the theme of what? What?
Oh, it's a CGP
the
Grey thing.
Theme is space.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a don't. We were mentioned. It was very upsetting. I got.
Wait, can someone explain?
Hang on, rewind, Alex.
All right. There is a podcast.
Yes.
It is called Cortex. Uh-huh. It's on Relay FM. Uh-huh. This podcast is hosted by Mike Hurley and CGP Grey. Mm-hmm. Mike Hurley likes our show.
Oh,
CGP Grey, who the fuck knows? But he's looking for a small bag. And Mike mentioned that we talked about the handy little thing Tom Bin bag on our show. And immediately I went, no. Because that's not what Grey's looking for. I don't want people to think that we would recommend the HLT to Grey because it's wonderful. It's a wonderful device. It's not for Grey. Grey is looking for a pocket pouch. Yeah, I was very embarrassed. Thanks, Mike.
I had an experience, I don't know, at this point it was probably a couple years ago, where I was listening to Roderick on the line, and Merlin said to John, you know, my friend Max said this. I've long forgotten what the thing was, but it was just like, I got like nauseous. I was like, this is so weird.
Yeah, that happened to me the first time Jason Snell said my name. I shat my money pants.
Mm.
Oof.
I didn't tweet for a month after Merlin followed me.
Really?
Yes.
Glad I can help. You're welcome. Oh, we have fun here. You know, I disinfected my Logitech Solar keyboard and now it won't work. Well, hang on. That's what you call an XY problem. I don't know if I've identified that was the cause, but it is definitely since I wiped it with wipes that now it's not turning on. I don't know why. And it's making me sad. So I have to use this other Logitech that I don't like as much. So that's where I am
right
now.
All of us, we've all got some big problems here.
I don't know. How's everybody doing? Y'all good?
Oh, I'm good. I do feel like I'm starting to settle into a little bit of a new routine, a new normal, which I also kind of hate that it is becoming normal, but it is. You know, it's pretty fucking weird, just the whole world not knowing what's going to happen. How are you guys doing?
Oh, you know, same.
Are you compulsively? I'm compulsively reading news. Are you compulsively reading news?
Yeah, I'm doing two things that are helping. They're very complimentary. One is I'm compulsively reading news, and the other thing is I keep telling people they should stop compulsively reading news.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing a little of both, really.
You know, advice can be good even if you're not capable of taking it yourself.
Yeah, that's God. It's so true. Just knowing it's out there can be a comfort. That's what Nietzsche said. So I don't know. We haven't told our kid there's no school for the rest of the year yet. We're trying to let all the bad news sort of accumulate, and then we're gonna run out of Cincinnati.
She's probably outside the closet right now with a glass, you know, with her ear pressed up to the door through a glass.
Because she lives in the 1930s.
Yeah. Yeah. I imagine, Merlin, that you're in your study, and it's like a big oak. It's like the Resolute desk, yes. And inside you've got, you know, I don't know, a pistol.
I have chambers.
Yeah. You've got, inside your desk, you've got a pistol. There's probably...
My dueling pistols. I have my leather-bound volumes. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. You've been there.
I think you've got one of those glass cases where you would have, like, fancy plates.
My butterflies. I'm a butterfly.
Yeah, right. Oh, definitely.
God, no.
That's where I like to mount everything that I've personally killed. Yes.
I think you've got a whole bear and sort
Wait,
of
mount in what way? Oh.
Like a taxidermied bear where he's like he's coming at you.
You know me too well.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're accumulating all the bad news, and then we're gonna run what we call Cincinnati Special, which is where you don't tell them really what's going on. And then you're obviously so upset that even though you have not passed along any information, you know that the main thing you need to know is that you should be scared. And that's mm-hmm. that's an Ohio thing we do. Well, kind mm-hmm. of an Indiana thing, kind of Kentucky. You know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Now, is school officially canceled for the rest of the year, or is that just you're anticipating? I mean, the writing's on the wall.
School is canceled for 3 weeks, and Governor Newsom last night said that something along the lines of that he cannot envision schools reopening by the end of the year, which sucks because, well, you know, the nice thing is she went out with straight A's, so that's good. In some ways, like, you know, her education is going to fall apart, but the documentation's exquisite.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Alex, in as much as you can say, what's going on with you and Matt?
Yeah. Are there any vulnerabilities there with the medical stuff and having been in a medical facility and stuff? Are you... That's what I instantly thought of.
Oh, yeah. Well, and we talked about this a bit before, but my spouse is trans, and he got the... What did we call it? The Wolverine chop?
Wolverine top job, yeah.
Yes, yes. The Wolverine top job, more commonly known as top, or when you get your boobs removed. And we went to Michigan last week. And
thanks, Dr. Gray.
Yep.
It's called pink holing. And also my haircut's different for some reason.
Oh, God.
I never wondered.
And one week ago feels... like, you know, 8 years ago, and we were assured by this surgeon many, many times, like, everything's good. He's one of the best plastic surgeons in the U.S. But, you know, and so Matt gets his surgery on Monday in Michigan, and then on Tuesday, it's like, oh, things are getting a little worse, huh? Little bit worse. But this is an outpatient procedure, okay? So we...
Well, when you say things are getting a little worse, do you mean complications or...
Both. In terms of his medical complications mm-hmm. and, you know, the worldwide pandemic. And,
oh, the other thing,
but
yeah.
The other thing. But we were in a sterile hotel room. And I have to say, once you know what a sterile hotel room is, that you never...
Tell me about sterile hotel rooms right this fucking second. What's a sterile hotel room?
Well, no carpet, obviously. Obviously. Yeah, it's like a... It had like that fake
There's no
tile
bed. It's just a tarp.
They have sheets, obviously, optional, but you can go pick up your own sheets from the laundry area if you'd like. So that... And this is not just because of, you know, this was not because of COVID. This is just because this hotel is close to this plastic surgery clinic where a lot of people get this work done. And so instead of staying in a hotel for, sorry, instead of staying in a hospital for a week, because most people can't afford that, they go and stay at this special hotel. And so we're there, and everything is just, it was just so, so clean. And they don't put any soap in. There's no soap. There's no toilet paper. There's nothing. And you think, oh, that's terrible. But no, they have an area where you can go pick it up yourself. Everything is completely sealed. And obviously, like, still not the best conditions, but it was like a little, like, bodega, I guess. But also way cleaner. And then by Wednesday, everybody in the hotel had masks and gloves. And so that was great. But anyway, he's Matthew is doing a lot better. He's sleeping right now, which is sorry for the audio, Quinn. I'm on my couch in a blanket.
Yeah,
fort.
you got a bunch of foam blocks, it looks like.
I know. And those are normally hung up on the wall with invisible 3M tape because, you know, I can't keep it up when my landlord's there, obviously. But normally it sounds
pretty
good.
Because it's on a wall.
Because it's on a wall. But yeah, look at there he is sleeping with all of our cats. We're home now. Everything is fine. It's just, it was like at the point where we're like, oh, when was it? His surgery was Monday. We had considered rescheduling it. And even, it wasn't Dr. Don, but we talked with a bunch of doctors and like, he'll be fine. He'll be fine. And he is fine. Most of the complications from the surgery that are like really minor, all things considered, everything's fine. And the good thing about this is we also assumed like he wouldn't be able to leave the house for weeks afterwards anyway. So we had already been stocked up on toilet paper and non-perishables.
That's perfect. That's serendipitous.
You know what? Yeah, I was like, that's all right. So between closing the office and all that happening, losing my mind a little bit. But you know what? I have a new iPad on the way unless the store comes back online. So, hey, cool. Woo. Everything's it really is. And everybody's been so like all of our listeners who are total cucks. I don't know why you've been reaching out to say, you know, get well soon and hope you're doing okay. What little bitches you are. But it makes us cry sometimes. We're so happy. So
yeah,
thanks. Thanks for thank you. It's been really great. Max and Merlin have been very patient with me. And yep, it's going all right.
You know, this picture of Matt is very nice. I have to say,
no, it's really
I don't
funny.
Like I didn't I'm gonna say I do oh not goodness. Like the Elsa blanket. I do not like is that Elsa?
That yes, that is a.
I do not like Elsa. I don't like her like looking up at you like that. It's not
no
great.
It's very upsetting. So let's set this radio scene. There's two cats on top of a frozen branded blanket with Elsa and Anna definitely looking at each other in a super creepy gay way. Mm-hmm. Like it's clearly it's upsetting because they're sisters. But I did place up in the corner. Merlin, that's a Sobble. It is a Pokemon. His name is Bando because your daughter sent me a wonderful picture of Sobble and I was like, oh, and I was literally in front of a Sobble at the Chicago Comics and Entertainment. What is it, festival? I don't know. We were at a Comic-Con show for work, and I was like, well, I need to buy this. Oh, look, it's a little Bando. Aww. So hopefully we don't have COVID from, you know, that gigantic fan festival convention that we were at, but it'll be fine.
No, you're only going to get B.O. Just get B.O. at those
things. You would know by now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Oh, yeah, you would.
Alex,
you
that
would,
was on
for sure.
The 29th.
So, it was
so that's
20,
1 week.
It ended on the first.
2 weeks. That's 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 days ago. You would know.
I keep telling myself that.
You'd know if you had it from C2E2. But yeah. Everyone probably does have it from that Bernie rally.
That's why I was like, guys, I can't go. And I didn't phone bank yesterday either. I'm like, I can't in good conscience do this today, like with also not having any time, but
Man, when's he gonna drop out already? Hashtag Bernie drop out. Let's get this thing done.
Drop out.
Let's hurry up. Let's lose to Trump. Let's put this thing behind us. Mm-hmm. Let's go. Mm. 4 more years of Trump. Mm. Let's move. Mm. Come on, everyone. There's no time to lose.
Steady hand at the wheel. You know what I'm saying?
Get in, everyone. We gotta lose an election.
Yeah. Gosh.
So Alex, what's I'm sorry to I don't want to pry, but Matt like get Matt's doing okay. He's like up and about and what's going on? What do you guys need?
Oh no, we are seriously fine. It's just like any sort of surgery you have afterwards. Like it's super cool and gross if people want to go see videos not of my person having surgery.
You got to give us $15 a month for that.
Yeah. Oh no. No. Excuse
you
me.
See,
excuse
if you
me.
Want to see Matt's intact nipples, you need to cross my palm.
My spouse is worth $69.
I guess see those nips
oh,
for free.
Man.
Those nips don't come out for just everybody.
Oh, that's right. I did want to share one small anecdote because the surgery,
a small what?
Let's do that one again.
Check, 1, 2, levels, go.
What would you like
three,
to share?
3, 2, 1.
Just say what you want to share.
Achacho. And you're going to share an anchovy with us?
No. Don't make fun. Alex, what are you going to share?
No.
Okay. So after
don't ruin this for me, Merlin. Alex, I can't move on. What are you going to share?
Okay.
You said I want to share a small something with you.
Anecdote. I said anecdote. Did I not say anecdote?
You said antique.
Was I like antlers, antique, blah blah blah. And
I think you said I think you said something pretty funny, but okay, I can move on.
I'm Bidening really hard. I apologize.
The point is we care, Alex.
Thank you. The one thing I wasn't prepared for in all of this was afterwards, you know, the surgeon comes out to shake your hand, in which I said no, because I was paranoid about this way before anybody else. Thank you.
That's
Dr.
how they
Don.
Test you.
Yeah.
That's how they test you.
Yeah,
it's like the questions they ask before you adopt a pet. There's a lot of trick questions. If you shake the doctor's hand, you have to get divorced.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, do you love him enough, really? Mm-hmm. But he's just going over all of the things that, you know, he did to Matt and how it went well. But he then towards the very end was like, oh, and the nipples went back on beautifully.
Oh, God.
Which is not something I...
Yeah, that's what I was referring to. Matt seemed happy that the nipples were intact and didn't like fall off like decals.
And like
pepperoni.
The joke is...
Was it like,
yeah,
like pepperoni or salami? Is it some kind of an Italian slice meat?
They just kind of they put the nipples back like where like his chest was pretty. Wow, welcome to everybody. Go to twoheadedgirl.fm.com.
You mean like the way you pull an engine out of a VW? You take off the nipples, you put them in some kind of like on glass, I'm assuming, and then you probably cover them.
I googled. It's a biohazard container. It's so gross.
Do you guys remember when there used to be? Do you guys remember for a while when the MacBook Pro had when you could kind of get in there and change out the hard drive yourself, but you had to have that special screwdriver to take the nipples off?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But it was more, it's more of a RAM situation, really, though. So they're still able to do it, but you need a professional. But
they put them on a RAM. Does that involve a Torx wrench? How do you do that?
Oh my gosh.
Is it an Allen wrench?
Biden brain.
The boobs wouldn't be the RAM of the computer. They would be, the boobs would be...
No. The boobs are the hard drive, really.
No. The boobs would be, do you know how people make a gaming PC and they put the LEDs inside of it so it like looks
that's
what the boobs are, really.
I would think of it more as like a mousing device or some kind of, I would call them affordances, two affordances, no waiting.
Now, some people get those boobs and it's like they've got their computer set up like one of those flight simulator stations.
Yes, absolutely. And then you need at least two sets of boobs.
You have a bespoke throttle.
Oh, I see.
What I'm saying is the boobs are they're a decorative component, really.
They are. As are
you're saying boobs are bling.
Yeah, they're going to be your water cooling system. They're going to be your variable color LED lights.
Okay, and then you zap the PRAM.
That's going to be your Corsair gaming keyboard where it has the pulsing rainbow LED lights. You know.
Well, that's the thing. The nipples are the RGBs.
Oh, I was thinking of the Razer Turbo Titty.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
The Razer Turbo Titty is where you really want to get that on the field and keep it between the lines. It's so important.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad things are going well. It sounds like things are going great.
No, yesterday was like a total shit show, and today has been much better. I finally took a shit, and I've never had a constipation before, really. And did you know that you could that can be caused by stress? I didn't, but now I know. And
everything can be caused by stress. Now, this is the problem with IBS.
All right, fair enough.
You get a normal pooping problem, and you just poop too much. Like, that's what I have.
Mm-hmm.
But But IBS is complicated because, first of all, it has a very little or unknown etiology. We don't know how or why people get it. A lot of people thought it was fake for a long time. With the IBS, oh, yeah, don't worry. You're going to shit a lot. But then sometimes you don't shit at all.
It's a
real Janus-type situation.
That's like the one thing that's not wrong with me. Like, I throw up a lot, but I have a fairly normal shit cycle. So, but you know, things are looking up or down. I don't know.
Well, if you manage to stay alive long enough, one nice thing is that when you do shit, first of all, as people say, every shit is an emergency. I think it was Louis C.K. that says that, but I never thought he was funny. You realize that like you get to that age where like if you don't take a shit, you really don't feel whole. And then when you do, you feel a little bit too whole. You know what I'm saying? Where you feel like you've really I mean, it's like the way like the first time you drink coffee.
Mm. I love the feeling of having just taken a shit.
Yeah.
I feel like I could go run or something.
Oh, buddy, where do you get that bidet going? Woo! Oh, the hot air is so nice.
All right, you guys want to get into... I do have a little bit of announcements.
Yeah.
Do you want to get into some announcements? Do you want to get into a little bit of announcements?
The announcement of the thing?
Yeah, I have the thing, and then maybe we can get into... Did we have a challenge this week?
We did have a challenge.
What was it?
It was...
Let's see. Wait, hang on.
It was to label things.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I just got an email from Dr. Dawn. It's very concerning. Okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I have a broken link on a website. Oh. And that's nice of him. Thank you, Dr. Dawn. This week's challenge, label maker contest.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
My label maker is at the office.
It's at the warehouse.
It's still
at the warehouse.
How's the mail working for you guys? The mail working pretty good for you guys? You getting your packages on time? It's no big deal. I don't feel that's particularly important at this point in time. I'm just bringing it up. Just curious.
I don't understand why they deliver mail so many days. Can't they just do it 3 days a week? Do it. Here's the thing. Do it less, but do it better. That's my request.
I've been getting USPS packages at my house on Sundays recently. Is that a thing?
That's Amazon.
What?
Yeah, they have a deal with USPS has a deal with Amazon to deliver on Sundays.
Wow.
Oh my God.
I have.
That's weird.
No, it's very. I remember when they first added Saturday delivery, and it felt so heretical. I mean, it would be like Chick-fil-A being open on Sunday. You know, just weird. You know?
Yeah.
Publix used to be closed on Sundays too. Used to be Publix was closed.
Mm-hmm.
Mail. Oh, my goodness, mail. That seems like it takes a lot of resources for what we get out of mail. You know, the quality, like bottom line, we get out of mail as thing feels very unnutritional to me. I don't know.
Oh, that's a good guess.
I mean, can you do it like we're on a farm or something, and we got that big farm mailbox like farms have, and you just bring mail twice a week. It's fine. It's all just shit from Safeway and Nancy Pelosi. I mean, all we get is liberal cuck email with cards and very, very impassioned pleas. You know, my wife doesn't want people to die because of guns. So she gets lots of gun things. And, you know, she's like that. Her mind is going to change soon. You know what I'm saying? when we're up in the clock tower with some ham sandwiches and toilet paper. Why didn't you finish your homework? Fuck you. There is no school.
Only school. God.
That's a label maker contest. Yeah, I went to order one and Amazon wouldn't deliver it for a very, very long time. So I pulled out an old one and then realized I don't have any tape for it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Cool. Well, this sounds like a classic Do by Friday challenge. But before we get to it, let me do some announcements. And I do have a good...
Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I didn't do it either. I've been busy battling people in the streets for canned goods.
Closing down all your businesses?
Yeah. No, you know,
cool
normal week. All right. So here's the deal. I have heard from many of our listeners that people are struggling this week. Obviously, anyone who works...
We have money, and we want to give you the money.
Yeah, we have the money, and you need the fucking money.
Take our fucking... Oh, shit. TakeOurFuckingMoney.com.
TakeOurFuckingMoney.com. Listen, here's the deal. Anyone who works in live performance, anyone who works in the hospitality industry is just getting incredibly screwed over. And, you know, suffice it to say, for a lot of reasons that we talk about on Dubai Friday, we are just spectacularly ill-equipped as a society to deal with a situation where, like, you know, if you work at a restaurant, suddenly you have no hours, right? For example, you have no...
The way to think of it as this settles... I'm sorry, I keep interrupting you. I'm very manic right now. The way to think of it is... What happens if an industry goes away overnight is one way to think about it. What happens if one industry goes away overnight? Oh, it's just restaurants. We'll be fine. Yeah, but what about everything else too? Well, like, what if half the jobs go away in like the equivalent of Labor Day weekend? It's like we are, as you said, Max, I'm just repeating, but like we are so utterly unsuited. We were not ready for this. a month ago, and we're sure as fuck not ready for it right now. And there's a lot of people hurting so hard.
And people, you know, the way we've chosen to set up the way we live in this country is people get their health insurance from their employer. You know, a lot of your government benefits and things like that. Like right now, a lot of people, for example, they can't really collect unemployment or get all of their benefits because they're still employed, but they have 0 hours. Like it's anyway, I don't want to dwell on it. It's a fucked up situation. And I know that a lot of our listeners and our audience is affected by that. So we have had some conversations this week. And what we'd like to do is the first step is I would like to invite all of the listeners of the Dubai Friday program to join us on our Discord server. The Discord server, it's like a kind of a chat room. I would say it's kind of like Slack for gamers. But on the Dubai Friday Discord, there's this incredible community of very nice people. They have already been getting each other's backs, helping with things, giving advice.
Hardest working mods in the business.
Yes, we have an unbelievable team of moderators.
Oh, seriously.
But the URL for that Discord is DubaiFriday.club. So D-O-B-Y Friday. I don't know why I'm spelling it. Everyone's listening to the show. You got this far. But it's DubaiFriday.club. And here's the deal. We're gonna roll out this week what we're calling a mutual aid program. So that is we're gonna create some resources for everybody to help each other out with whatever they can provide and whatever they need. So it's gonna start with, you know, maybe there's some people on there. Maybe you have some items on an Amazon wish list that you need filled. Maybe you're trying to get a password shared for a streaming service. Maybe you need some sort of professional advice, legal advice, medical advice, something like that. We will have go on the Discord. There will be a channel for our mutual aid program. There will be a Google form. You can fill this form out. You can ask people for immediate monetary help. You can share an Amazon wish list. Whatever it is I don't want to guess what it is that people need in their lives. But whatever crisis you have or whatever you need, fill out the form. You can do so. You can be asked to be kept completely anonymous. And similarly, mm-hmm. if you're in a position where you can help people, maybe you can give someone $10 here or there to help them with a medical cost or an urgent need in their life. Maybe you have medical expertise. Maybe you have legal expertise. Maybe you have some sort of other technical or professional expertise. Maybe you could help people with their home networking situation. Maybe you're just willing to chat with someone or play a video game with someone or spend some time with someone. You will fill out the same form and you will offer all of the things that you can do to help. And people will get each other's backs and we'll get through this. So again, please join us at DubaiFriday.club. That's the Dubai Friday Discord. There's already, I believe, over 2,000 active members of the Dubai Friday Discord and a dedicated team of moderators who keep everything civil and nice on there. And again, you can give help and receive help anonymously. So, you know, we're like data mining or taking advantage in any way that I can think of. And I'll say just personally, the other thing I love about the Discord is it's, you know, as I've been at home all day, it's kind of like the water cooler. Like when I have a minute to see what people are talking about, see what's going on, I have found it to be a nicer, more civil, more calm, better place than Twitter for my brain. And it does make me feel good to see everyone kind of helping each other out with all kinds of different stuff. So once again, the URL, mm-hmm. DubaiFriday.club. We got nothing to sell. It's completely free. Just come and hang out, help out if you can. And if you are in the Dubai Friday family and you need help with something, please come and we will do what we can to take care of you. That's my announcement.
Yep. Thanks.
End of announcement. Now for $20, you can get a private podcast with Merlin and he will sign. Uh-huh. He will sign an album.
I'll
for
sign
you.
Your podcast.
Yeah.
Also shame my nips.
Now
look at these boys. Well, that's a spicy meatball.
At the $25 silver level.
Oh boy.
Okay, it's up. What is it? What did I call it? TakeOurFuckingMoney.com?
Is it take? That's so funny. TakeOurFuckingMoney.com.
TakeOurFuckingMoney.com. Yeah, right now it redirects to Patreon. Should it go to DubaiFriday.club?
Yeah, you know, maybe we'll throw up a little splash page for this mutual aid program or something just to, yeah, okay. But go, anyway, I love that URL. Go to TakeOurFuckingMoney.com and do take our money. And The hosts, we have also decided to redirect some of our Patreon money, and we will support the mutual. I don't know if we want to.
Yeah, we're going to seed this bitch.
Yeah, I don't know if we want to get into the amount, but we're going to put a pretty substantial amount of money into it to help people out with their urgent needs.
We fucking rule.
Yeah, we're cool.
DudeByFriday.club. We, God, you know, really.
All right. Here's my parade. Hold up. Before Jazz Girl talking, the reason I love this, patting ourselves on the back, what happens with a mutual aid fund that is so different than so many other programs right now is there's no judgment about what you need, which is, I know Max kind of said this, but there are so few programs that we can't fill every need, obviously, but someone might be like, wait, why the fuck do you need an extra USB-C cable? Like, what, you need a doorstop? What's happening? And it's one of those things where, like, you know, why is that homeless guy asking for money?
Alex, are you just looking around the room and naming things you can see?
Okay.
Oh no, I thought we said that wasn't funny. What's his name?
Bit.
George Glass.
George
Doorstop.
Peter Griffin. Oh.
Dildo Cat Box. Shit, let me start over.
Oh God, no, I'm gonna cry. Everyone, oh, I hate this.
Check out my
Thank you to
hug.
Everybody on the Discord. Oh, all right, I'm
so
I'm
Alex. Just... The nice thing about this is also there's not the kind of red tape. We don't know what's gonna happen with all these phony baloney programs that may or may not pass. See, you guys have been leading the charge. Max especially has led the charge on this.
Max especially and our wonderful Discord mods who, oh God, they're all wonderful. What a delight.
Can I throw out an idea? I'll be honest. We haven't talked about this in advance. I'm just kind of thinking through it. It could be a big change to this program. And we just throw it out and just don't react too soon. But I've been seeing a lot of this stuff out there, a lot of social movements in this country, a lot of big changes. And I think that something that really, in these times, these uncertain times, something that really brings people together is having a group to blame.
Okay.
Can we think about that? Is that okay? Because I think that could be good for, you know, the marketing angle, right? Like if it was, maybe we should kind of pick a group to be racist against.
Oh, it's sort of like Shirley Jackson's The Lottery, but online.
Yes.
You know, you get your time in the barrel, and we just arbitrarily decide. And that could be people like people who own dry cleaning stores or something.
Merlin, we know what the lottery is. Way to flex that liberal arts education.
Well, I think...
Oh, I'm sorry. Should I have mentioned what we talk about when we talk about love? Or no, you want me to go? You want to talk about the trial? What do you want to talk about here? What are we doing?
Now, I'm no futurist or anything like that, but I could see
I'm no language tician.
I think that there could be a big you want to buy low, sell high, right? And I think that it's possible that we could get on the ground floor of some serious anti-Asian sentiment. Some real
okay. So listen, I just want to toss this out. We have not talked about this. I just want to toss this out.
Could we become racist towards Asians?
Well, how about let's what if we just update a classic and we do Jew 2.0 or new Jew?
Oh,
new Jews. Like we got to find the new Jews or the Jew 2.0, and then that's going to be boys in the house.
Okay.
We go back. We bring that together, and surely everyone's mad at the banks.
Just so long as
Hollywood, you know, the Oscars used to be very popular.
I mean, none of us here would be a filthy Jew.
Yeah. No,
you're not
fine.
A new Jew. You're an old Jew. You're a Jew classic.
You're old. Yeah, yeah. So your family is what, Merlin, one eighth Jewish. I'm 1/4, and so we'll be fine. It'll be fine.
We got a little bit. We have. She did the math in her head last night. We got 3/8 of a Jew in the house if you put them all together.
Hey.
Oh.
You know, if you laid all the girls at Radcliffe end to end, it wouldn't surprise anyone at all. That's Dorothy Parker, bitch.
ding!
See, I think we could get in early on this trend of, you know, Chinese virus.
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. Fuck yes. Okay, so how do we take that and support the president's message by amplifying that and adding a little bit, let's be honest, a little bit of MSG? How do we add some ching chong to the bing bong is my question. Chinese virus is still a little bit coded. How do we, can we do a thing where we pull our eyes up on the sides when we say it like this? You see what I'm doing? So take your two index fingers. Okay, this is the new OK symbol.
I literally is that something? Does that refer to something?
Take your index fingers. Don't touch your actual eye. Uh-huh. Make sure your hands are clean.
Do not touch
grab
your face.
The outside.
Warning. Warning. Do not attempt at home. Train professionals only.
in the game, allegedly. So you grab here on the outside corners and you kind of pull up like this.
You know, wouldn't that be, can I just throw this out though? Okay, what about this? What if all the Trump supporters, what if they become so racist against Asians that they start doing the racist eyes and they all touch their face and they die?
Holy shit. What if they go full lifestyle Ching Chong cosplay? And what if they start walking around like in a Charlie Chan kind of outfit? Or some kind of chinoiserie, like wearing a long gown and walking around at the Target. Of course, they still have the Oakleys and they still have the rectangular head and they still have the goatee, but they're also walking around touching their eyes. Oh, this is an honor to you, Mr. Trump, sir! Me like E. Flight Lice! That's the thing my grandma used to say when we'd sit down at a Chinese restaurant. She'd say to the waitron, "I mean, lucky fly lice." I'd say, "Grandma, maybe don't say that."
Oh man!
Ohio, Ohio, we do it in Ohio.
We can say it. Shane Gillis can't, but
we can't say it actually.
Nah.
This whole episode's just going to be a fart sound and 1 hour long beep.
Listen, guys, here's my other piece of business. You know, these are unprecedented times. I feel like every day there's some new craziness that's happening. You know, we typically save our challenge for the after show where we talk about the upcoming challenge. But I have got a pretty fucking cool challenge planned out. Would you guys object to talking about it a little bit during the main epi?
No.
Is that cool?
No,
everything up is down. Go for it.
All right, here we go. It's fucking unprecedented times.
Oh, Outback Steakhouse. Here we go.
Let's go. You can you can get beer delivered to your house. The NBA is
stocks,
canceled.
Stocks.
Circuit breaker triggered. End the episode.
Stocks.
It wouldn't it be funny if we announced the challenge early and it triggered the Patreon circuit breaker and they were like, "Your podcast is going to zero."
Oh god.
The bald guy at Patreon is sitting on a yoga ball and suddenly klaxons start going off. What is that?
That's funny.
Challenge. So we're going to skip over. So label maker, you know, the first thing you do, you get a label maker. You make a label for the label maker. End of challenge.
I fucking labeled and organized just everything in my house already. I already compulsively organize and label everything in my house. Listen, guys, I'm a stockpiler. I like to have, if I find a pen that I like, I get 40 of that pen and I put them in.
You have a drawer for magic trick coins.
Yes. And I and if I have a coin that I love to use in performance, I do not have just one of that coin. I get 4 or 5 of them because, you know, you're going to break it, you're going to lose it, whatever's going to happen.
3 is 2, 2 is 1, 1 is none.
Exactly. And I am fucking well equipped to, I probably have enough shit in my house to like read magic books for however long this quarantine is, which should be at maximum another, what, 7-8 days?
7-8 days, probably. Yeah, we'll be back. But, you know, it's going to pass through is what he said.
Yeah.
You almost have like it's almost like Dubai. You've got a house inside your house in some ways. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I have sanctums within sanctums.
And so it was an organization challenge, Max? What are we talking about?
All right, here we go. Challenge of the week. Are you guys ready?
Ready.
I think.
Ready.
I have set up a high-performance Minecraft server where we will all log on with the Dubai Friday audience from home, and we will each build a home in Minecraft.
Now,
Merlin, I can tell how excited you are.
I thought I was going to play Flappy Cross on Friday. I'm confused now. Are you not playing Flappy Cross?
Okay. No, Flappy no, Cross. No, no. Well,
no. She made me watch a half-hour video about a quote-unquote deserted island with animals that build tents, and I bought her that. So I thought that's what I was doing.
She's doing.
She's beside herself. It's all she talks about.
Okay.
My God! Fuck yes.
You're gonna have to.
Okay, sorry.
We're gonna have to share. You're gonna have to share friend codes with Veronica because she's gonna want to visit both of your towns.
Oh yeah. An island.
It's so much better hearing it from her than a scoutmaster. I'm gonna come by tonight and visit your tent. We're gonna do a bunk check.
quick side. This is not a challenge, but as people know, everyone should know, Animal Crossing New Horizons is coming out to the Nintendo Switch on Friday. And if you don't know what that game is, go look at it right now.
It's so cute.
Yes. If you would like to be my friend and want to trade Nintendo Switch cords, I will. Nintendo Switch codes. That will also be on the Discord, and we can.
Do you self-identify as a Switch?
I identify as a Switch Lite, actually. But
oh, you're a Power Switch.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. But that will also be on the Discord. So I am going to be building.
Is it soothing, Alex? It looks soothing.
I don't want to get. I will. Okay.
Sorry. No labels. No labels. It just. I like it when they say, "Oh, and the seasons change," and then there you can pick apples and mushrooms. I'm like, I want to pick apples and mushrooms. Yes, I want to build a snowman. Like, I want to do that. She couldn't sleep last night. She was feeling anxious, so she came out. And she's like, "We watched the half hour." Flappy Cross video, and I was like, of course we can watch that. And I was like, I'm still gonna play this looks adorable.
Oh my god I'm gonna cry. Well,
now Minecraft. If I understand from Dan Benjamin, who's also doing a Minecraft server, do I need to play it on Arts desktop in order to interact with you people?
Correct.
Okay. So I need to get I only have to run Java on my nice computer.
Here's the deal. You will have to purchase the Minecraft program for $30 or pirate it if that's possible. You will have to install it on your computer, and then I have secured two domains, and we need to make a decision about which one we want to use. So okay. I purchased giveusyourfuckingblocks.com, and I purchased coxblocks.rocks.
Well, I think that one pretty clear.
You like coxblocks.rocks?
I mean, one is easier to say over a cell phone on an airplane, and the other one's fun. I like the second one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Cockblock rock.
Cox,
mm-hmm.
coxblocks.rock. So you will go to, I like that. Oh, also the Minecraft server will be 100% family friendly. So no cussing, nothing dirty. It will have some amount of moderation to enforce that. And I actually probably think it's probably a good idea not to use.
No swears, but still some challenging content.
Probably should not do giveusyourfuckingblocks.com so we can make it, because it would be fun if people people want their kids to play and they don't want them to
absolutely
to use it. So it is coxblocks.rocks, that is COX blocks BLOCKS dot rocks ROCKS coxblocks.rocks.
Oh no, my rocks.
coxblocks.rocks.
Minecraft Dungeons, Minecraft Earth, Minecraft. Now, Dan got me all confused. I'm sorry. I'm so fucking new to this. I'm going to play the goddamn game. I'm so confused. Okay, so there's like one that's based on this one kind of engine, and there's the Bedrock version, and like, do I just get Minecraft off of website?
Yes, just go to Minecraft and just download the Minecraft client, and you put it on your computer. And as of the time when this podcast comes out, if you go to coxblocks.rocks, there will be a little page that has like, configure it that will just tell you what to type to connect to the Dubai Friday server. And also the server is free, and I will commit to keeping it running for at least a year, if not indefinitely. So feel free to build
a lot of projects for you.
Well, I know it's not for me. I want
to buy it, but it says when I look at what the money costs, it says rub 1900. What the fuck? Have I been hacked? It says rub 1900. Yeah. Is that a rubles? Did I get hacked?
Are you on VPN?
I'm on Minecraft.net. Let's see.
And yeah, then, same.
So, is that make believe Minecraft money, or am I actually have I been hacked?
You are in merch.
Here.
I think you don't want to be in merch.
Here. This. See what do you see for the cost under buy Minecraft? I just sent you a link.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Oh, the Java. Yeah, we need to specify that people need to get the Java version, correct? And install it.
That is correct.
Okay.
I see dollars, Merlin.
Oh shit, dog! I think I've been hacked. Maybe if I log in. All right. Okay, cool. We'll do this. So let's spend some time to make sure we get all this right in the notes. I don't want people to buy the wrong thing or something.
No, it's not it's a little complicated, but just what you want here. How about, let me put it this way. I believe there's only one type of Minecraft that can run on PC and Mac. So you do not want the Minecraft for mobile. You don't want Minecraft for console like Nintendo Switch. And you don't want it for any other device, for an Alexa or anything like that. Just get it for your computer, for your good old-fashioned computer.
Okay, cool.
It will be the very first thing in show notes. How about the link to where you buy this?
Yeah.
The specific version will be the very first link in show notes. Because this site is very confusing. And I thought this once so Botch dumb. Went away, they would have fixed this. Oh, God.
Yeah.
But I am stoked for this. I haven't played modded versions or server versions of Minecraft since like it was in beta a fucking decade ago.
Wow.
And I am psyched. Also, can you guys hear that ding?
No, what's ding?
Oh, perfect. Good day. There we go. Cool. I did it right. So, awesome.
More chimneys.
You know, I would love to look at the chimneys, but I can't go outside.
Merlin's looking at the chimneys. Oh.
Did you see? Select all images with chimneys. Look at that. Isn't that sad?
Select all the images with chimneys.
I don't know if that went through. My Mac doesn't work. Wait, I did select all the images. Okay, I'm going to close this and focus on you guys right now.
Now, all right. So
we'll get a Minecraft later.
What else do we want to talk about? I mean, there's been so much that's happened this week. You know, I've been at home. We've been had the same thing happen over and over every day at home and an awful monotony. We could talk about that. Same thing.
Well, I'll just toss this out, and you guys, we can cut this out or skip it, but we've gotten a lot of feedback from our listeners, specifically about getting into the markets. A lot of people have expressed an interest now that people are talking about markets, and they say, I want to get into the markets. So I thought maybe we could talk a little bit, maybe do a little bit of a Do By Friday guide to getting started in the markets, because this is a time you could buy on the dip, is what they say.
Buy the dip. Ride the wave. Buy the dip.
Ride the wave. Do you think that would be useful to our listeners? I mean, be honest.
Oh, well, I would love to know. I would love some. If you have some sort of tips and stock tips, I mean, yeah, I'm into it. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm obviously going to turn to Alex. She's the one that knows the most about this. She's going to lead a lot of it. So would you be willing to help people understand more about the markets?
Well, I think before we even get into that, I think Alex should give us some advice on, you know, Alex, I'd love your take on the Trump's approach to monetary policy.
Yeah, how do you feel about that? Do you think he has a very fractured relationship with the Fed, but how do you feel about the easing, and should we go down below 0%?
You know, I love going down, so yes, down, down, down. Yep.
Okay. All right.
Now, down. What about the yield curve? Is that concerning to you?
Yeah. Do we need to flatten it?
I do want to flatten the curve. I love my wife and the flattened thighs.
Well, two things you never want want with nipples or yield curves is for them to invert.
Yeah, that's what Mark Twain said.
Exactly.
Do you have a specific, I know you've been doing this for a while, do you have a specific recommendation for a strategic position on ETFs, for example? Like, where are you on that? Where are you in that space right now?
Estimated time farted. I mean, I use a regular old stopwatch, but you know,
I see, like a smart watch that would be able to help incorporate that into your data corpus.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And when you're looking at moving some of your capital around, do you have a position on operating profit versus EBITDA?
Like capital letters. I like to use the Drafts app. But I say go with your gut with that one.
Is that called camel toe? Camel case. What's that called? It's camel toe, right?
Yep.
Yeah. If you have any questions about the markets, put them on the internet and we'll find them.
Yeah. Yeah. At Alex Cox on Twitter.
Buy on the dip. Do you buy on the dip, Max? Are you a dipper? Do you do Skol or anything like that? When do you buy?
You know, Merlin, I do not own any stocks.
Really?
I don't own any stocks.
Well, I'm going to blow you away. Neither do I.
Hey!
Nor do I.
My retirement plan is to die young.
Okay. Well, the ship is sailing on that.
Can do.